The Ramah extrapolated that any neder or cherim that a woman, that a man is violating his grounds for divorce, by bone the door and bone mason, grounds to force a divorce, with a whip. And the Hadith is wrong. La Hadam, there's no such thing. And I think he's right. The Ramah extrapolated that any neder or cherim that a woman, that a man is violating his grounds for divorce, by bone the door and bone mason, grounds to force a divorce, with a whip. And the Hadith is wrong. La Hadam, there's no such thing. And I think he's right. Finally, what about the case of the man who hits his wife? Can you force a divorce in that case? If you look at the original source, it's a Ramban. The Gra quotes the Ramban here, it's a Tzad Yud. How do you know? Because the Mishnah says in Tzuvis, Tafayin Aleph, that even if a man stops his wife from going to a party, going to Beis Avel, going here and there, grounds for divorce, and he even hit the Kavachomer, if he hits her, you force the divorce as well. But that's the problem with that is, the Ramban is called like the re, so whatever it says in the Mishnah is what? What? If he doesn't feed her, she may die of starvation, be forced to get. If he hits her, she may die of her wounds, to be forced to get. Okay, but that's still a big kiddush. If the owner will say, not that way, we're not afraid to kill her. Yes, sir. I mean, 100% correct. Okay, final nekuda for today. I have to be out of here 5 minutes officially. And that is, what is the status of forcing a man to divorce his wife in the case of Mois Alai? She says Mois Alai. So we're going to have a very much for Kitta. We just learned it just last week, but we have to review again. Was it last week? Or the week before? Last week, I think it was last week. Kabosai is a Gemara. The Gemara says nothing. The Gemara just says that Mois Alai, lo kaifinon lo. What does it mean? So the Rambam understood it to mean, yeah, you don't force her, rather what do you do? You force him to divorce her. So writes the Rambam. Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara. Just about all other Rishonim disagree, say it's not true, the Hadam is what I've said, and I've meant it, we've dreamt it, forget about it. Out of the question. It's clear as day. The Rambam says in the Gemara since the beginning of the Sugya that Mois Alai is low kaifina in law. You don't force her to stay married, rather than you force him to divorce her. And everyone else disagrees with the Rambam. But it's not time in the Gemara. The Pasha. There is a Bina de Mesifta, part of the Gaonim, which according to the Ramban instituted that we do force him to divorce his wife if she says Mois Alai. How long did they institute it for? The controversy. Balamor says it's only temporary. And the Ramban said they meant it forever. But even the Ramban said that forever is up already. Why is forever up? Because they instituted it forever. Why? 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 Come on, don't help me out. Why? To in order to help protect the woman, that she shouldn't be able to, you know, have all kinds of difficult situations, tarbus raw, etc. They never dreamt to go on in the Sabarot. They never imagined when they made the takana in the 7th century, they never imagined, oh, that's an incredible chutzpah, that they would lie, they would fabricate, they would use Moyes as an excuse to get out from a good marriage. A marriage with a decent husband. So once they perceived this, they said, that's it, no more. So the Ramban said that it lasted for 600 years and it collapsed. No more. The Rush says, Ramban, you're out of it. What do you mean? Sabaroi, take a man, let me beat the Gemara. You can't force a get. And they force a get? What are they doing in two words? They are being Marvan, Mamzerim. You can't do that. You can't do that. If the Gemara does not provide for Kafir Mishol, you can't make it up in the 7th century. No way. The interpretation of the system is purely a monetary term that you're going to discuss tomorrow, Mr. Shul. Tomorrow, we better start you a little bit earlier. The case. No? 10:15. I'll just be told about Kumash Rav Shem, right? Pass through that. Okay. No. See, 10:15 and 10:30 will start. That range. Let me finish this thing. Wait a minute. So the Russians said that they go and said nothing. Pass for show, I never said anything. What about the Rif? The Rif can be interpreted one of two ways. He's like the Ramban. Can't be like the Rush. Because the Rush apparently didn't see the Rif in the 13th parak. This is the Farish Kriya. But there's another possibility. That's from Shri Ragon. But Shri Ragal seems to say, Rabbi Osai, that the Gemara, not at the Anamad Beis, with the Lokafina law, that doesn't mean anything. But the next Gemara, where it says the Hashta, remember that Gemara of Hashta? And Samach Dalam and Aleph. What did it say in the Gemara? The Hashta, that's this and this and this. So Yamashinan, they trace the Yachish has the Agita. Says the Mashra Shri Ragal, this means what? After the 12 months, what do you do? What do you do? You're forced to get. You're forced to get. That's caught in the Tosafot Rit over here. The Sama Dalam and Beis. The Achim Beis Kodesh confidence about the Tosafot Rit again. The Achak Rabbi and Samaroi eliminated the 12-month waiting period. But the Eger Din of Tfiyah Laget is Medina de Gemara. So it's like the Rambam, but not based on Sama Chilin and Beis that it's right away. But rather based on Sama Dalam and Alam, it's after 12 months. And the 12 months, that's negotiable. They can take that away and do the specific. So again, what do we have so far? Let's cause it very briefly.
What's
the right in the Gemara? That's what he tells. I don't think he's right. I think what's your view briefly? He said it. If you're a Shri Ragon, you don't have to bring any rights. Right. If you're a Shri Ragon,
it's not,
but he learned somehow between the lines. That's Elam Shah. I tell him that way. Mashina and Agita, I mean, after that you force again. That's how he learns Pshat in the words. Mashina and La Agita. That expression, which we have here in Yisamach Dalet, I'm an Aleph, he understood it to mean, you wait 12 months, then you don't force again. And after 12 months, you force again. You don't learn that way, for sure. You learn like Tysus. But the Rashi Ragon, don't they learn his job? Right. Well, this word is a different word. Give me something different. Maybe we actually go hold the OT also. We get forced together. And okay, good. Rabbi Osai, quick. And I want to add one other clue. Wow. We say like this, that a man says, the woman says, Mois Salai. What's the deal? According to the Rav we've shown him, you don't ever force together. Never. The Rush claims no one ever dreamt of force together. Not in the Gemara, not in the Sabaroyim, the Golden and so on. Never, ever. Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, the Rif does say Beferish in the 13th paragraph, you do force again. The question is, Rabbi Osai, by what virtue, on what grounds are you forced together? So according to the Ramban, it's Medina de Mesivka you forced together. I guess it's Hefka Bez and Hefka, it's the African Ramban additionally, I guess so. The Rush suggests it's true. So, it lasted, according to the Balamar, only for a few, for their own time. According to Rabban, it lasted forever, but it changed. Why did it change? Well, such chutzpah, they're using it as a trick to get out of a good marriage. They had to rescind the din of the mitzvah, this takwa of the force together. That's the Ramban. So you have the Rosh, you have the Balamor, you have the Ramban, now you have Rav Shvira Gaon, who said that he forced within the Gemara after 12 months. And you have the Rambam, who said forced within the Gemara immediately. So there's some of five shittas. We have, what do we have? The Rosh, never forced. Balamor, only temporary in the Gaonim. Ramban, forever, but forever is up. But all post-Talmudic, right? According to the Rav Shvira Medina de Gemara after 12 months, and according to the Rambam, it's Medina de Gemara immediately. You don't need a Mesif to go to the Rambam. You don't need no Mesif. And even according to the Rav Shvira Gaon, the Mesif moves it from 12 months later to immediately. It's the same as the Rambam. Finally, Rabbi Vajra. For Avi, I've been listening to this all day. Rabbi Vajra said he thinks that two things should be added. One, maybe those who say you don't force by Moyas Alai is only when there's no Raglai on the Dover. For instance, Raglai on the Dover, maybe they would admit that you do force Moyas Alai. Perhaps. Tosis Grid, maybe. It means that she has a good Amasa to show that he really is a 500 pound gorilla, she can't live with him. Whatever, she's a good reason. Maybe the other person would agree. That's just sketchy, but maybe some would agree. Two, he said, the Ramban who said things change in the 13th century, sociologically. People have the chutzpah to try to use this as a trick to get out of a good marriage. He would say that in the late 20th century, we have to reintroduce it. Why? Now when we have such chutzpah, they don't have the husbands, they leave him and they go live with another man before they had a gift. The Ramban could never have dreamt that. So we should perhaps reintroduce the Mesif to the Dakonas HaSabaron by Gaonim to be called for another gift. He has three reasons why to do it. First, the Rambam, who says we with no ground, that's how most Rishonim Rambam. Or maybe other Rishonim will say if there is ground, then it becomes Medina the Mesifta, or maybe Medina the Gemara, with Rav Shvira Gaon. And then the Ramban, who said it no longer applies today because the sociology changed in the 13th century, was now slipped back and it's crazy, slipped from the late 20th. So you have to have, perhaps, to go back to this concept of Kofin Alaget in the case of Morris. Like, I have to run. You got a minute, Rabosai. Start you tomorrow at 10 something. Your test preference time. With your chavrus, please. Make it sink if you can. I want to say about the parade situation, as far as I know, up to the minute. Which maybe changing literally as we speak. As we speak, and I'm not kidding. From what I understand, the yeshiva's position has been amended. So that the yeshiva will not be marching unless the gays, not Torah, whatever you want to call it, are not marching. And now at the present time, I don't know what's happening. As we speak, the meeting of the AZYF Board of Governors, their offices, and if they kind of have to choose between us and them. Now, if they choose them, then we're ready to discuss. We'll have a lot of learning on Sunday. If they choose us, then it's just half priority, but everybody has to march. If they kick these fellows out, and based upon the pressure brought by the Orthodox community, I think it's only right that the Orthodox community has to show up in force. And even those who wouldn't know, those who are favored Medina Israel. But they're too lazy to go, they have no time, or they sit in the sidelines and watch like Shia. After Shia. Pray go for 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. No rush. Or they have finals, everything they may have. So they have a good excuse. But this year, if they bump it, which you'll hear about, I assume, by your wedding, still over the weekend, then come on Sunday, be prepared to take a hike after Shia. We'll go together. I'll go with you straight, I'll just pick you all my car. I'll take my car. I have a hat now. I have to run around here because I can't go by Salomon. Even if you have fun. You have no choice. Ace Lasso. The same as an Ace Lasso, not to march in the face of the Toeva. On the other hand, if the Toeva is excised and removed, then for Kerton, Ace Lasso, you have to march. The pain you relief. Yes, but no. Yesterday we chazed over the sugya kfiyah laget. That's all we did really yesterday, the whole day, long shiur. We spoke about the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, by Amy Zon, and how to paskin. We spoke about the machlokas according to Shmuel, if you can't force it to feed her. We spoke about if a person is married from Tashmish, and if he's married from both Tashmish and the Zon. We spoke then about the sugya kfiyah. What is fear? Three levels of fear. Fear, just calling him not a nice name, which is nothing. It's not called fear, really. There's fear b'mili and fear b'shoti. Since the Russian is fear b'mili is a prayer, we thought that anything under that would be just innocuous. Two days have an issue. Then we spoke about the question of a man who cannot support his wife and refuses to go to work. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazanish, and the Ran, Rashi, Tosfos, the whole story. Then we spoke about the various cases where the Gemara mentioned explicitly that you were called from the garish. We got approximately five cases. And then we discussed what's the din in a situation where it does just explain Yoti, Vitek, Suba. Some say in that case you wasn't forced to get it. The Re, the Rav says no, you don't force to get it. The Ran, you don't force to get it, but you're forced to Suba. We discussed what that basis is a little bit. And that, we did that a little more in the context of the next topic, which was what the halacha as far as tefiyah is concerned when it comes to a mumah. So what tefiyah b'shoti with a mumah and tefiyah b'mamah with a mumah. Then we came up with the question, is tefiyah with a tzuba, what kind of din is it? Is it din of tefiyah? What's it mean? He's trying to do it. Is chayav l'garish with a tzuba? Again, the Chazanish had been arguing with the Berhaitin, with Dov Esquire, got it to the phrase, you recall. They talk about the case if someone takes a neder, the Ramos is called for Chazanish and Chaz Shalom. And in the case of a guy who hits his wife, where there's a whole discussion of if you're called for this or why, and is the source relevant, and is it acceptable. And finally, then this year we spoke about fear for a case of Moisalah. Are you called for it? If you are, based on the Gemara, if a Gemara, which Gemara, if it's a Takana to Gaonim, how far does it extend? Perhaps it should change again now, back from the way it changed the other way. 13th century, we totally discussed the Kitanim and tells yesterday Shia. Chazar on a Chazar. Chazar on a Chazar on a Chazar. Always important few things to say that. The point of Chazar, as you know, those who have been here now for a year or no years, is to try to put things in focus and to concentrate on the primary areas. And there are other areas we discussed, many other areas. Today, we shift focus completely. And we speak about the sugya of Moredes in the monetary sense. Only at the very end we discuss the question we just learned 2 days ago about Kedusha Tov. Other than that, really primarily dollars. Until then, yesterday we were discussing primarily Tfiyah Laget, you might call Dina Defoshis or Dina Yisa Veheter. And today, the first part of the Shia, we'll be discussing simply monetary matters. The second part, we'll discuss I go back again to Tfiyah and Tov, etc. Okay, so monetary matters, to make things brief, I like everyone to pull out his chart. This is really a way to cause it very quickly. It does not exist an updated version. I guess we should have, I'm sorry? An extra chart, maybe. Written version. Yeah, I think it's correct here, which I correct think it's not gonna, but it's not up there. Well, better than nothing. After Sphere was Xerox. Sorry, I don't have any copies. Copies. You want to make copies off of mine, that's correct. Here, make copies off of this one. No, no, correction for take mine. Okay, put that one back, make copies off of mine. Now you can have a new chart on that one, which is the chart for later, so you'll be one up on everybody else. Whoa, look at that. What a move. Okay. So now, the chart. So, Rabosai, the chart is not just made up out of clear blue sky. The chart is basically Gemara. So there are really two Gemaras, which you three Gemaras. Let's just chart our way through the Gemara first, and then we can chart our way through the chart. Rabbi said the Mishnah says in the Samach Gimel of Adav, which is our Mishnah after all. It says the Moreh is the add to the Ksuba. On Amud Beis, though, the Gemara changes course completely and says, Moreh is the his Ksuba, you take away from her Ksuba. How much? So Kenei Ksuba. So Rabbi also says, even Yerusha you take away, you milk them out. We need a much more radical view on what you take away. We don't pass it like Rabbi Yossi. There's a controversy in the Mishnah before you go any further, because of Nifsei Malug. It says, I'm connected to Tzubah, so Nifsei Malug are usually not considered part of the Tzubah. So therefore, there's many Rishonim say you would not take away the Nifsei Malug from the Tzubah, whereas the Ramban says you would. Lefi HaMishnah, anyway. We'll see in a minute, the Rambam says it's going to change when we get the Rambam saying. What is this Rambam saying? So in Psalm of Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Steinu, Chazu, Venimnu, Shumach Rizmel, Arba, Shabbosis, and after we say, goodbye, Ksuba. Okay, $1 million, Mea Mona, you lost it all. Finished. That's Rabbi Steinu. The next stage. Okay? You don't just keep subtracting, and 4 weeks it's over. And all the discussion we had was within the 4 weeks, you change your mind, that's around 2 days, it's okay, not for now. Then the Gemara introduces a new case. What is Moredes of the Mishnah? The Inalei and Mitzarnalei. Because I want to either live with them and cause the pain. I want to force them to pay me pay out of money. When she says Moedes alive, she doesn't want the Ksuba, then the din is different. What is the din? So Lokai Finala. So what does it mean Lokai Finala? So we already discussed yesterday about Riches. Does it mean you force together or not? Because I'm not going against everybody else. But as far as money is concerned, it's unclear what is precisely the din when it comes to the case of Mois Olam. Unclear. So whenever something is unclear, you look for a Gemara. Is there any Gemara? So far there's no Gemara. But there's one more shtickle. How said the Rav Zvid? How said the Rav Zvid? There are very precise rules and regulations of what you do. Only one problem. We don't know what Talshav is talking about. Is it Mois Olam? Or is it what? Is it Vina Lehem and Sarna Lehem? But here's where this really comes from. If it's Mois alive, so when we know that it is Mois alive, so the Pharisee Gemara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ramoah, then the Pharisee Gemara, no problem. It's all written in. Well, we know that it is Mois alive. And Bina Mitzanalei, well, that's the Koran should also be, we have before, I was saying, which is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba. Those are the purists. One second. However, if you learn that the Gemara refers to Bina Mitzarna, which is the opinion of the Rambam, so the Rambam based on the expression of Moredes, Imrida, the Rambam and the Rambo, then we know the din when it comes to Moyes Alai, excuse me, when it comes to Bina Mitzarna, but then we would not know the din of what? Moyes, and there's no Gemara. There is no Gemara anywhere in Shas that discusses this matter. That's the form of what we have to discuss. You get it? You heard what I just said? No, that's all fair. We'll chaz it again. Rabosai is a Mishnah. Then the Rabosai changes it to the case of what? 4 weeks, lose. That's why Bina Mitzarni. Then the Gemara talks about Moyes Olam. Then we ask, how's the Rav Zvi? Big time up close. What's how's the Rav Zvi? Moyes Olam or Bina Mitzarni? If it's referring to Moyes Olam, which is what the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ramah say, so we know exactly the din by Moyes Olam. We can chart it out straight from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say over here? Well, you wait for a year, and then let's say someone buys it, hers only if she grabs it. Also, I'll sing about it. What's been a mitzvah? Well, we know that already from before, it's Rabbi Seinu. So according to this purest view, everything is in Shabbos. No need for any extrapolation, improvisation, interpretation. It's all right there in front of you, staring in the face. So called the purest perspective. Rabbi Seinu. Being like your father didn't have Rabbi Seinu, 4 weeks and out. And more is like your father, the Bahashta, which is on that Sam of Dalam and Allah. Hashta lo hitma lo kut hafi lo hafi. With all the dinim there. That's the thing Ramban Rajbo. That's the straightest cheap. The Rosh is a spin-off of that, which we'll come to. The Rambam and the Rand, they'll turn the Gemara around. Says, no, the Gemara is referring to Bina Mitzarnale, because that's the Lush of Imrida. So we know that it's Bina Mitzarnale. It's a kind of series of layers, Rabbi Seinu plus Hashta. Moisalai is no man's land. No Gemara about Moisalai. What do? You use your head. What's your head say? Well, like the Ran says it one thing, the Rambam says it something else. Two different heads, two different giants. That's, you understand what I'm talking about? Sort of the broad outline, the broad perspective. Now we've seen that, let's look at the chart and see how we can chart the chart. We're going to start what I call the purest view, which is the Ramban and the Rashba. That's the simplest and most pure, pristine, pure interpretation of the Gemara. Everything is in the Gemara. How so? Ramban and Rashba say, you have the chart, everybody? Binalei Mitzarnalei. Get 4 weeks, as the Gemara says enough on the base. Rabbi Seinu, 4 weeks. Suba, 4 weeks. Tzon Bazel, 4 weeks. This same alone, with Shalom, that's the mission of the Tama Gimel, called the Tanakhama. And I added this version of Charles, my version of my scroll, Ramban, Laham Mishnah. According to Ramban, according to Rabbi Seinu, not Lamaisa. But according to the Mishnah, it would be, I wrote over here, Shalom. Maybe not quite Shalom, maybe it's Shalom only in the Tfisa, only after a certain amount of weeks. But there's something different according to the Mishnah, according to the Rabban. And I put that in there, even though we don't pass in the Mishnah, we'll see for a reason which we'll discuss in the second part of the chart. And Matana is a Shalom, no Matana's box, it's all the same. And it shouldn't have really been in the chart, truthfully. But okay. We'll get to discuss the details of Matana. It's going to be consistently Shalom based on one of Nundalas, Adada, the Mishnah, the Neper. Loka Yorla, Loka Makrila. We'll come to that later. Now, what's the Rabban's Moisalai in Rashbos? Again, purist. Nothing against an Ophana, Gemara. You wait your base coach, that's the Gemara's talking about. After your base coach, you lose your Tzuba, not before. The Jitzis on Basel, so then they belong to him unless you grab it, like Kayonis. And this same Malum is Shelo. Here's a big typo. Shelo. Everyone who's amended it yet. Shelo. See a typo in the same. Okay. So that, the Ramban and the Rashba should be understood by everybody. Everything's clear as day. All the Shas, everything's mafurish in the Shas. Right? The Rosh is exactly the same thing in Moyas Alai. The Rosh. But in the Be'in Alai, he says a different Tzvara. He says like this. Once Chazal tinkers, I take that's a bad expression. Once Chazal established a new halacha of Moisalai with their hashta, then many of those laws will be picked upstairs, if you will, in our chart, and applied equally to Binalei Mitzarnalei. Therefore, for example, the Rosh says that whatever is said at the bottom in Moisalai, namely, Yud Beis Kodesh for the get, you lose the Tzuba only in Yud Beis Kodesh, Nifsei Tzom Bagel are his unless she grabs it, Nifsei Belugar, hers. That entire thing is kicked upstairs to the Binalei Mitzarnalei line as well. Only one thing is different. Only one. And that is the Machrizim Dalat Shabbos. That Machrizim Dalat Shabbos, which is found in the Tzadok Gimel Aleph Beis, that only applies to the Moredim of Binalei Mitzarnalei. She's a woman with the pressure on by calling her name in Shul, where the Moreslai wouldn't do that either. But that's how the Rosh said. He picks the whole thing from the bottom and moves it to the top. So that's why, of course, it differs from the Ramban and Rashba dramatically. Because they say, no, never the twain shall meet. Two totally separate rules, and one does not impact on the other. And the Rush disagrees. Just to make a few hours in the chart for those completeness, on the very first right-hand column, get, it says Rush and Ramon, the source of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. That's true. That's the source for Dalet Shabbos. But the source for Yud Beis Kodesh is Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So the source is not given over completely. That's Ha'orah 1. Ha'orah 2, 1 second. Rosh and Ramah, on the bottom, Moris Alai, on the Ramah, this is second day, Ramah Beis, I called it in the Yerushar, it says that the Nipsei Mulug have the status like Nipsei Tzon Barzo. So the question was that nobody says that. Nobody says that. Everyone says it should be Shalom completely. Mm-hmm. The original thing had a title, it's supposed to be Shalom here as well. So why did the Ramah say that maybe it should belong to him? So my answer was, it goes back to that other scroll on top, Ramban. Because the Ramah felt that the Ramban said that in the Mishnah, the Nipsei Mulug belonged to him, at least after a point of time. And that was only changed by Rabbi saying, why? Because it goes out in 4 weeks. You're okay the issues immediately. So you don't start taking away, chipping away at the Nipsei Mulug. But once you introduce the idea of a 12-month waiting period, you don't have to do issues immediately, then perhaps we revert somewhat to the end of the mission. That was my top to pick shot in the Ramah, which is not great, but the only shot I know to defend the Ramah in this particular idea. This is so far, I've also, 1 second slowly, this is the opinion of the Rosh, which is a spin-off of the opinion of the Ramban, the Rashba, so and the Ramah, which spins off on the earlier date of the mission of the Ramban. Adkan, questions? Any question you want to ask me now? Which part? Yeah. The Ramah has the chart, the third line, Moris Alai, next to the left column, Ramah is Knif Beis, Ramah Beis. Ramah Aleph is like the Rosh. Ramah Beis is Knifsei So Barga. And I think it's based upon the Ramban, the Dina Mishnah. The Yud Beis Kodesh is not an immediate approving of the Ishus, so if you could lose the Nif symbol as well. As opposed to Ramah Seinu, 4 weeks, so then they would not lose the Nifsei Mulug. That's the way I understood the Ramah. Okay. Now, yes. Moyer Salah, same with the Ramban and Rashi. Yes. Ramah said that this thing from Baz, the second day, belongs to him, unless you grab it. So the answer against everybody, no one said that. Nobody said that. Nobody should say that. But the answer is, no, the Ramban and the Mishnah said something like that. And it all changed the Ramah saying it. Perhaps I'm all the reverse back once you have the Yud Beis Kodesh. No, I hear it that it's doing the Gamma. So be clear. Yes. The Gemara is the Feish. I'm almost saying it says so. Yeah, that's the reason. We hope for the food, we'll give it. Okay, grab over. Okay, everyone straight? Again? The Ramban in the Mishnah said that she loses the Nipsei Mulug too. Right? The Ramban in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Seinu in the Ran changes. Why Rabbi Seinu changes? Because they have food to eat just immediately. There's no reason to go take away the Nipsei Mulug. Just cut and run. Everything stops in its track. And if everything stops in its track, this Nipsei Mulug after all hurt. No need to take it away. But according to the Rabbi Seinu fully, because we now wait 12 full months, you can argue over those 12 full months, you lose the Nipsei Mulug. There's no immediate elimination, quote unquote, of the state of Ishus of the Sur. That's what I thought was possible. Okay, this is the easy part so far. Because according to the Ramban and the Rashba, everything's been Feirish and Shas. According to the Rashi, right, so the Rashi was extrapolated from one thing to another, which Ramban and Rashba do not do. The problem starts with the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the Gemara later on is talking about V'inaleim Atarnaleim. House of the Rav Zvid. Imrido means literally a rebellious. V'inaleim Atarnaleim is supposed to be voice alive. So great. So V'inaleim Atarnaleim is Mamish Bafurish. So it was pointed out to me that the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Ramban are saying the same thing. Of course the same thing. Because they're according to the same Gemara. The Get has to wait 12 months. The Tzubiyalu in 4 weeks. So this is so far as all I hear, unless you grant it. The same will look at hers. And that's Mefurish. Everything's Mefurish as far as the being a mitzvah aspect. The first you come to the Rambam, you come to the Rambam Feirish. Okay? Fine. Rejecting the Ramban, who said that you only have to look at Tzamach Gimel, not at Tzamach Dalet at all. And rejecting the Rosh, who says that you have to somehow look at the end and compare it to the beginning, the whole kitzur. He rejects it all. Fine. Now what about Moyes Alai? No Shas to discuss the details of the monetary matter. Doesn't not discussed at all. So what do? So you use your head. But what does your head tell you? So the Rambam's head said one thing, and the Ran's head says she's an anusa, not a fool. She loses absolutely nothing. Everything is hers.
The Ran,
Reish Nun. Everything is hers. You wait for the get for 12 months. Okay. Like the other kids of Binalei. And everything is hers. Yesh, la, shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. Everything is hers. It's not a fool. Why should you penalize her? Everything is hers. The Rambam is not so charitable to the student who says Moshe Alai. He says no. What's the din? She loses the Shulam's like the Rambam. Except the Shulam is giving the Rambam only one track. Rambam says he's forced to divorce immediately. Top right and the bottom of it, in the second part. And Shulam says no. You don't force a divorce. What about the money? The court of the Shulam Aruch and the Rambam is like this. Still you lose immediately. That's the whole point of Moshe Alai. The reason you can be forced to get or you don't lose because she's willing to forfeit her tzuba. As far as it's so embarrassing, we have no shot, nowhere in shots in our parrot. We'll look at a different parrot. And that's Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara is by Mimahemet, the closest thing which is in resemblance to our case. But she walks out on him, so the dinner is as follows. Whatever is around is hers. Whatever's not around, he keeps, says that's a prayer. And that's going to be true equally, the Gemara says over there, of Nifsei Tzon Barzel, and Nifsei Maluk. And exactly the same thing is passed on to the case of Moshe Alai. Yes, no? Why not?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
There's
a right for certain.
Yeah,
bother your question. You're right, not a perfect comparison. But that's what the Rambam feels, but the closest comparison to the closest. I was waiting for God. Close. Yes, indeed. No. Hope of the get? No. Never. Well, not never, not in this case. You wait a minute. Wait. Yes. Why? Because Lotiha Tiana Venos is throughout the Shvuyos Korah. Alright, Jewish women should not be like a captain of the sword. Rambam, no less than sorry. Moses is then Maimon. Okay? This Rabbal Sai is the Dina de Gemara. Only one more thing to add, which is the Dina de Mesifta. Dina de Mesifta, which according to most Rishonim, applies only to Moyas Alai. One day in the rear could extend it even to the Dina Lay, but we reject that by halacha. And that is as follows. Things change. The first box by Get, we read it yesterday. It's changing. Now it starts forcing. Ramban says yes, the Rosh says no. What about as far as the money is concerned? What happened over there? So then it's a change, as the chart indicates. You say that she loses the ksuba. I'm not sure if this is right, I told you. I wrote over here, Kisida Kedin HaGemara. I meant that she loses it, as opposed to those that she does not lose it, but it could be she loses it immediately. You look it up in the Rosh, it's not exactly clear. But she loses the ksuba. But I meant it primarily in terms of the Gaon. The Gaon said she gets the Iker and not the Tosefis. No. Hazin and the Gaon. Gaon. Occupied the position of exilar. Not exilar, what they call it. He occupied the Gaonat. The Gaonat. It was an official position. Today a Gaon is not called the Gaon, you know. Rabbi Gaon, a Tzadik, a Gaon. Everyone's a Harahab. which can be interpreted called either Harav HaGon or Harav HaGolim. It depends, you know, Harav HaHag is an easy title to get there from somewhere. You can interpret it your own way. Alright? But officially, it was a title. The Golem of Surah, it was a big deal. The Golem thought about the Rosh Hashanah said that you get the Ikar not to tell them one day. And Kvazim and the Pasim is a whole new story over here. And if it's on Basel, we say that Ruim HaMalachim is the Kayamim. Ruim HaMalachim Rishon is Shalom. Right? And it's Eino Ru, one second. And it's Eino Roy. It's also Shalom to actually pay it. And if it's Malur, it's also Shalom. And if you change it, you trade it in, you park for the truck, the house or the field, it's also Shalom. And even that's what we call Bomi Kokon. And one sec, Dover Akin. And the Yesh Omer is what the Chazanish said. We'll come to that later, it's quote of my guest. The Ramon said that. We'll explain why, how it helped by Rabbi Ephraim and the Gershon. We'll come to that later. What? It still fits to use for the original use of silverware. Still used to use the silverware, not melted silver. Got it? We'll come to that, so we'll come to that. That's all that's left off the chart so far is the what am I guess? It's Arama story, the Maram said if it's a Harama, then you go with the Gemara. Except when it comes to Nifton Basel, you give it to him completely. Why? Because the Mechotik says it's like the Rajba. It's like being lame and sound like going to the Rajba. And we said no. Even the Ramal, it's worth the special panas imposed upon someone who was married, who tried to utilize the Dina de Mesifta, and he's really a dumb B-U-M. So we throw the book at him. That's how the Marami Wittenberg said. Right. Whichever she goes, which all put it. Right, that's correct. Rabosa. This is the din, is the sugi of Bekitza. We went through the Gemara, I explained how this chart came about, didn't make it up, and now I understand what the din is on. Yes? What? Why shall Otese the Tarvus roll? If you have to wait 12 months, there's the problem. She'll, who knows what she'll do? Alright. Rabosa. So let's now discuss a number of auxiliary topics which relate to this chart. But I'm not down here directly.
Can you just explain
the last part? Sure. In the Masifta, they said that we have to make sure that she can't wait around 12 months, she'll do something bad. Do we give her a get immediately? Do we force it or we let allow the get immediately? On what condition? She loses the tzuba, maybe she gets the ikan after Tosefes, and the nifsim will look at some bars are divided in a different way, much more favorable. To the woman, what's happening? She gets but if he's faking, then we throw the book at him. We say no. You look. Say, I'm the
artist. No, I'm saying. Whatever.
Right. Whatever the Ramban sheik, the Ram sheik, whatever sheik may be. What's the problem? What do I understand? Follow the din of the Gemara. Right. Not the din. A boy is a lie, right? Right. There is a Gemara boss. The boss does speak about boss a lie. Right. Or the smaller boss lie if you deal with Gemara, whatever it may be. Okay. Rabota. A few other topics. Maker, Loafia, caused the bottom of that twin valley. The Akla, that will make him come, that will be the Maker, Loafia, Nun down the Alpha of the bottom. Now, Rabota. The question is, what does that mean? We say it means as follows. He gave her a gift, planned it, said she lived happily ever after. She walked out on him. Oh, he never wanted to give her a gift. I have made this that this was supposed to tell us in the future. Yisrael will make it loafia. Cause about $1,000. The actual adat will make it kamei. Adat will Yisrael will make it loafia. Nun dal me al cause about. Now, Rabota. My response is you don't have to have that to lose the Mazonah. Simply you have to have that. Lose the Mazonah goes out of the same roof. You know, it doesn't even prove my best at all. It's something. It's a most of the all of a riot. And if the court goes against that principle, then they're forced to give money which is not required to give in again as well. That was a give and take I had with a particular attorney. Yes. That, as far as sort of suffix cases, as far as matonas, the big question is suffix sarcha. We assume that suffix sarcha, the matonas go to her, and therefore, if he makes the first move, he's going to lose the matonas. Right? If she's not saying Morris Eli, I'll be in Eli first. And suffix moredes, as far as Suva, we assume as the base shmul against the base mayor that she is a Muslim, no capital M assigned to her. But as far as the zonas, we thought like the Mavadi Yosef and the Mavadi Hadaya that he is a Muslim, because you don't have to have a capital M to lose the forfeit the zonas. Now, yes, that she gets, she's a Muslim. Why should they? Because she got married. So he's not trying to visit.
Very good.
Yes. 10 times? 10 times? Right. That's right. Depends on how I view things. Unilateral. Rabbi Ossai. That was the last one. First one. Which reminds me, there's still a number of Talmudim who haven't taken the second Bechina, and I hate to say it, I'm embarrassed to say it, but there may be a Yaakov Begara who allows you to take it the first book. I don't know. The limit. If she walks out on him, what if he walks out on her? He divorces her. What's in that kind of a case? So, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Sadi test, Zipala. Oh, that's the next Zipala. Actually, we discussed four different Simon yesterday, right? Kufman Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Chafalaf, and Ayin Gimel. Today, we're discussing three more Simon Sakako. Ayin, Zion, Beis, and Gimel, we just discussed, and all the rules of Moretus are found in there. And now it's Sadi Tess Aleph. I hope to stop here with Shulchan Aruch, I hope. So if you listen to the father of the seven sits in Shulchan Aruch, if you know more, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is about. Right? Ayin, Zion, Beis, and Gimel. And now it's Sadi Tess Aleph. Here it says, but I'm not, but it's the same idea that I've, they showed up in the contract if a man divorces his wife from his own initiative, so all the matanas go to her. Of course, he threw her out. Give the matanas, I can't take the defend the matanas back. Unless, two words. Sarcha alone. What does sarcha alone mean? She soured on him, literally. I mean, the word that's in English means she's a thing. Not she soured on him, that she thinks badly of him now, but she performed badly while they married her. Be careful, English is music. She turned sour while they married her. Okay. So, Carla. Rotten, but that means a better translation. She rotted. He claimed. Huh?
But never get
equal. Oh, but that's the question. Is it objective or subjective? They say he brings two witnesses who say that she is caught strip teasing. I don't know, or caught, or she was caught, I don't know, and going to the gambling, all the things. She doesn't think we should interact with probably circle. But then, one thing. But there's usually no agent. So what happens then? That's the Uri's question. There's always going to be an argument. So the big tumult, the Sister Shuvah says, well, we cannot clarify what happened. The matanos go to her. Sadi says, we cannot clarify whether she was Sarko or not. Bottom line of Sister Shuvah is, the matanos go to her. And she wins. So she's a mukhsak in the matanos. And as a result, she can even collect the suva and not give back the matanos. Kavah chomer, she can keep the matanos, which go past the sum of the suva. So therefore, the halacha l'maisa, if a man plans to get divorced, and it's going to be a big story, we'll come to that a little later, then we shouldn't take the first step, unless we have two problems with Aiden, that she is in sorrow. Otherwise, you have no choice. But you're going to have to give her over all the matanos. You can't take back the wedding ring, the engagement ring. You can't take back the whatever matanos you gave her as hers. Right? So then you can't go back on it. Let's say you the question, of course, we look at you bought a house together. The question, what does that mean? So the passion you mean meant that the old joint. I didn't give her my head. She didn't give me her head. Don't join. Let's say you put it all in her name. I don't know. You give, buy her kitchen, like buy her a car. By utensils, whatever you gave her is hers. You can't prove it's her fault. Yes, my stupid. You need it. What does that mean if you two agree? They realize they are incompatible. Well, I'll put it to you this way, Michael. If it's all amicable, then it's, they won't come to convince her about the money anyway. That won't be amicable.
You can only agree that they don't get
along. Oh, but they agree to get divorced. But they don't agree about the property. I think again she wins because he has no. By definition, he's the initiator. He has to give the gift. Unless she walks out on it, then he's the initiator. Unless he can prove that she's the fool, then again he's the initiator. He has to pay the pay. She keeps him on top. Yes, Mr. Yes, Mr. Yes, no. Well, the Gemara says that he keeps them, and I explain it with the Tosfos and Zion, why does he keep them? What's just the future development? You can't, if I give you a gift today, so if something happens tomorrow, like, if I would have known it's going to happen tomorrow, then I would never give you the gift. Do that? The Tosfos says, yeah, it's unilateral. They couldn't give it a fail on that basis. It wouldn't work. Right, one gift. I don't want to go into that. I just mentioned it in parentheses. We had it just by reason. 2-3 months ago. Yes, no. Yes, she gave him gifts too. She gave him gifts, might be the same color. Okay. Well, she gets gifts and they can move. But she would not get the silver unless it was a very unusual circumstance. Most of you lose the silver, so we are against her. What's the case? Oh, Tivez, excuse me. Oh, you can vow. I gave you the wrong tip. Okay, I stand corrected. It's not a test of Tivez. I take your word for not looking it up. Okay, now, of course, we discussed the question of Suffolk. Was she sorrowful or not? So while on the topic of Suffolk, there's another question of Suffolk. Suffolk, Moreda. Is it Suffolk Moreda? This is what she moved out, but she claimed, because she was the victim of cruel and unusual punishment. Suffolk Moreda. She said, I moved out because he tortured me. And he said, what are you talking about? I'm an ideal and model husband. I want to know, in such a circumstance, you're not my punish. Who was Mugza in the Suffolk case? In the Tzuba? Would she get it or not? And would she get the mizonos on an ongoing basis as long as she's married? So in each case it's a machlokes, but I have a particular position that I want to explain to you which I think is correct. As always, I'm entitled to my opinion, she doesn't disagree with me, no problem. seems to me that the two are not identical. They're not identical to one another. When it comes to the tshuva, the Pitzkei Tshuva in Siman Kufnun and Dalet speaks about it. You see the Machlokas, the Beit Shmuel, the Beit Meir, two bases, the two houses of Israel. This is Kufnun and Dalet.
I'm not sure exactly. I'll explain in a minute.
Yeah.
But the question, she moredes, she not moredes, so she could say Kimli. That's what the Beit Shmuel says. The Beit Shmuel, when she could say Kimli? But he'll say, I'm holding the money, I won't give it to you. I'm holding it so I won't pay you. So the Chazanish is a very good verb over here. And others have said the same thing as well. Moredes requires a capital M. Moredes requires a capital M. All the formalities, in order to lose the tshuva. You need a capital M status. And if there's a suffix of Beit, whether she has earned that status, the dubious distinction that he earned that status, Beit will do nothing. If Beit does nothing, there's no capital M. No capital M, the tshuva is him to turn Zara. What's the cop to explain that? The tshuva is her is with Taras Vadai. As long as it's unclear whether she's an M or not, and Bezal won't declare an M, so then she will in fact get the tshuva. No, because he has to have official status of M already in order to lose. But this is, in my opinion, applied only when it comes to the tshuva, which I'm sorry has to be Shmuel here against the base name. But when it comes to the Mizonos, I tell you, there's a lawyer told me, when it comes to Mizonos, this is possible to get law. What do you mean she's a Moretta? She would never declare a capital M. Right? If I answered him, you don't have to declare a capital M. That's the opinion of Mavadi Yosef. Quoting a Ritva, that says that if there's a doubt whether in fact she deserves Mizonos or not, why should she not deserve Mizonos? Because she's out of the house. She's out of the house. And being out of the house, you don't, you're not required to give her the donut. They're not living in the same house. So Simon Ayin, if I must introduce one more sif, okay, we already have the sim anyway. Simon Ayin, sif Yud Beit, that makes it symmetrical. We now have four sif from yesterday and four sif from today. Yesterday we had Kufnun Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Kaf Aleph, and Simon Ayin, sif Gimel. Today we have Simon Ayin, Zayin, sif Beit, and Gimel, Simon Saritet, sif Beit, and Simon Ayin, same as yesterday, sif Yud Beit. Where it says that if she's out of the house, she's not entitled to any mizonos. Just to the chazara, but we'll round it out. And in that case, we can suggest, if there's a doubt, she would not get the mizonos. She would not get the mizonos. Because after all, he is the mukhzor. The Tosafot Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, he is the mukhzor. And you don't need the capital M to lose mizonos. That's not a formal status. He's only trying to support her when she's living with him under the same roof, in the same house. Now look at the quarter of the fact that it's more red as a capital M. This is the opinion of Ravadji, okay? And it's against Ravadji Hadaya. You know who he is? Is he here? Oh, he follows his business to the other Ravadji. Machlok with the Ovadji. The Yaskalam. The Yaskalam. Correct. Yes.
So
there.
The
trade on
when he voted?
Not he. She voted. I don't want to go
through
my stuff. Not that.
Well,
If they're not under the same roof, and there's a question whether it's his fault or her fault, or who, the suffix is a movement.
Yes, Avi?
Right. She will not lose a tshuva, but that's no get to our get law. She will lose a tshuva. That's it. Yeah.
Gevaldig. Okay,
I'll
read.
What about the Hadaya? The two was back and forth. Because there was a certain attorney in the context of whether if the court forces him to give her maintenance. So the court of Moshe said, it's okay. This is high and didn't tell her. So my response was, not if she's a quote Moretta, small M, then she leaves his house, she kicks him out, and he walks left, they're not in the same house. So the response, what do you mean? There's no capital M, the Bez didn't declare a quote Moretta. My response, you don't have to have that to lose the Mizonos. Still, you have to have that.
lose the mazonos goes down in the same roof. You know, nothing's improved by Bezdin at all. It's something. It's a motzei nechaveh, all of a riot. And if the court goes against that principle, then they're forced to give money which is not required to give it again in part. That was the give and take I had with a particular attorney. Yes. That's as far as sort of suffix cases. But matanas, the big question is suffix sarka. We assume that suffix sarka, the matanas go to her, and therefore if he makes the first move, we're going to lose the matanas. Right? If she's not saying Loris Alai, I'll be in a late first. And suffix moredes, as far as Zuba, we said, we assume as a base shmuel against the base mayor that she is a Muslim, no capital M assigned to her. But as far as the zonas, we thought like the Mavadi Yosef and the Mavadi Hadaya, that he is a Muslim. Because you don't have the capital M to lose the 450 the zonas. Sure. Now, yes. That she gets, she's a Muslim. Why should Muslim? Because she got married. So he's not trying to do it. Well, the Tulsus is Tadi Zion. That's the suffix. So he's a Muslim in his own. And he's going to require you as well. I think he's right. Now, I have to just update one more thing before we get to the second part of the Shia. And if something changed dramatically about 1,000 years ago, in all the whole panorama of husband-wife relations in terms of possible breakups, and that's Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGola. On his listed tape of Rabban Hesed Mishalayim, he distinguishes between an Or and a Ma'or. This is real brisk. An Or and a Ma'or. Or is intrinsic light, and Ma'or HaGola means he gave light to the rest of the Golem. The wrong one had intrinsic light, and the wrong one was a Ma'or HaGola. He gave light to others as well. Beautiful. You understand the Hebrew, it's very good, worthwhile listening. Anyway. So Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'or HaGola, added to whole, he changed everything upside down. What did he say? Two major things he did. One, you can't have a second wife. Sorry, guys. You can't have a second wife. And two, you can't divorce a woman against her will. So the question, after Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'or HaGola came into the picture, you have to discuss two things. Number one, what's the halachic status of the Inalei Umitarnalei? Before Rabbeinu Gershom, what do we do, Rabbeinu Mitzanalei? So we, according to the both the Makaber and the Ramah, we hold up against the 12 mothers. Everybody but the Ramban and Rashi. Can you do that anymore nowadays? That's fair? To keep him in Ogun? That's the Ramah said. This is the Ramah, for those who want to look inside. It's the beginning of the page, Kuf Yud Tes Mel, the Simon Ayin Zayin Zayin Zayin. Yesham, Tibizman Azen, Sheinosin, Sheinoshim, Lo Mashinin Lo, Yud Beis Kodesh, Imro Tzol Vagashah. The main arose in Atil Yisrael Acher, and others say Yesh Chogach Ein Lahatil Yisrael Acher. The Chayniko. So what do you do? What do you do? You can't let him marry a second wife. What do you do? So some say that Ramos, after you've been told this, you do allow him to take a second wife. Or an alternative. What's the alternative? To divorce her against her will. Which is the lesser of the two evils? The big machlokes. The Beis Shmuel says the lesser of two evils is to force the get, and the Christian Shuvah and the Kazanish have a court opinion that the lesser of two evils is to take a second wife in the 12 months. I think today, as far as I know, and I'm not an expert over what they did, they're not matter ever to divorce against the will. They're matter a second wife. That's the famous Hetzer Meir Rabbanim. And I tell you, all Hetzer Meir Rabbanim start off by saying, you know, all you need is Hetzer Meir Rabbanim. Because according to Rabbanim, 12 months passed, you never need it. Before 12 months, 2 days, whether you allow to marry a second wife. 2 days. Yeah, sure. What's in a Vina Mitzana after Rabbeinu Gershom? So some say, hey, you can't keep him around for 12 months. He has no wife. He's wifeless. He can't survive wifeless for 12 months. Before Rabbeinu Gershom, he took another wife. I had talked to get one. No, pay a little bit more. But now that he's stuck, mama, he can't move. So you can't expect to wait 12 months. There's an ogun. That's not fair. He's allowed a second wife. or divorce her against the will. And yesh chalkin, so you can't do that. The chenika, we did not allow a second wife.
So rather,
either keep him waiting. Either keep him waiting. That's just one interpretation.
Hold.
Well, wait a minute. The Rambam says you don't allow a second wife. Whether according to the Rambam, you would allow a get against her will is not clear. It doesn't say beferish at all. It's not discussed beferish. What would it then be if he wants to divorce his wife against her will within the period of 12 months? So the Chelkos Mechokos basically says you do force it, even within 12 months, even according to the Rambam's second day. The Shmuel says so. The Mepharshim say you do.
Okay. We're both back. We have four. Actually, we have four categories. But it has to be a contrast somewhere along the line with Alpha Beta. That's the soul. It has to be a contrast.
Which of these two evils did you pick? It's again the same as before. And as Mara said, if both brothers did it, will pick the poison of his second wife over the poison of a guest of our folks. As far as I understand. Yeah. Well, the civil divorce will be. But there is civil divorce. Yeah. She won't pick the guest. I know somebody who's going to civil divorce for his wife. And she won't take the guest, and I don't have to have an Arab on
her. Why?
She's got a choice in civil divorce. Because the government gave it her here. Yes? Right. Chazanish, it's better to give a second than allow a second wife. Right. First one is the rebellion. Too late, sorry. They only meant to be not there to choose it. The first one is out. They never look for it. That is nice. The first one has to support the first one.
But
yeah. Have an error
on it between, of course,
because
any time that
woman
is willing to
come together. Well, whenever the rabbi feels appropriate, to give an error on it. They may feel inappropriate. Maybe it's his fault. What good is Dina the Mesif to do once the Bene Gershom said you can't divorce your wife against the will? Everything is up for negotiation. Just as Rabbi Moshe wrote in the Tshuva, that the sum of the Tshuva is almost irrelevant today. But everything is up for negotiation. So to women, Dina the Mesif, you say we had old Dre. They just say Malug, they just say Kumbazu, the Tsuba, forget everything. It's all up to negotiations. If she's not happy, she won't pay for get. And goodbye, Charlie. He'll be stuck. Whoever wants to give the get or give or receive the get more, have to make a financial concession. You all have to Ramban, you force it to get into the Sifta. But we hold against that. So what good is the Dina the Sifta do nowadays? That's cautious for asked by the Chazonish. What good does Dina the Sifta do today? All negotiating. So he had two approaches. One was to say that You know, if she will refuse to go along with the Dinah Matifta, but allow him to marry a second wife or to divorce her against her will. So that's what Dinah Matifta is relevant. This lady accepts these dinim. These are the dinim. If you don't accept them, we'll give him the opportunity to take a second wife. Dinah Matifta seems to be in favor of her. He has done his only favor of him. He says, no. After 12 months, if he will not willing to play ball by the Dinah Matifta, given that if it's on Barzal and all this stuff, then if I can't, we will not allow him to take a second wife or to divorce against the will. In other words, the same way we have over here, this is after 12 months, we allow him to take a second wife. But if he refuses to go along with the Dinah Matifta, of the Dinah Matifta, we will withdraw that permission. So it does play a significant role. Yeah, sure. In other words, Hazanish starts off by saying, sure, Dina de Mesif is important. But if Dina de Mesif, if he's willing to follow them, then, and she is not willing to follow the Dina de Mesif, we'll allow him to take a second wife. That's what he says at first. I have the passion to help her, not to help him in the Dina de Mesif. Yeah, that if she's not, if she is willing to follow the Dina de Mesif, and he is not, then we will not allow him to divorce, to take a second wife, even after 12 months. That's what changes. After 12 months, isn't there more? We allow him to take a second wife. Yeah, but if he will not call it into his sister, we will withdraw that permission. So it does help her out somewhat. That's how it is first now. In terms of the laying with the reshus of the second wife. The other mahalach is based on the Ramah on the next page. But the Ramah seems to say, Achidish Godel. But Dina de Mesifta, we give her the money before the get. That's found in the bottom of the chart. Yesh omen kodem aget. It's found in the chart of the Dina de Mesifta. Kodem aget. The Ramos mashmah that way. So the kodem aget, that means that Dina doesn't do it in the get. Dina de Mesifta, as soon as she says, boy, it's a lie, she right away starts getting money. So that's unrelated to the Rabbeinu Gershon with the get, no get, who can't get. She gets it right away. That's it. She gets it if it's on fire, she gets whatever she gets, whatever the business is entitled to. It's not upon the get, it's immediate. You know, usually it's only after upon death and divorce, here it's immediate. That explains what the Ramah. The Ramah says that he can, if she takes the money, he can force her he can have an injunction to prevent her from selling off the goods. Why? Because the Nesa Yerushan, the Haplia, you can tell your Chas Shalom first of father, don't sell off the goods, but I'm the Yorish. Chas Shalom. So this, now here it's different. Here, they're still married. They really shouldn't be getting anything. She only gets it as a stipend to support herself. She shouldn't die of starvation to go to the missionaries and become Christian. But to go make a killing in the stock market, that would not be part of the psychology. That's how the condemnation said. Rabotai, with this we complete part one of today's year. This being the monetary. This is the bigger part. We're okay, we're on schedule. The only thing is that I partially shear makes me suffer. What? Yeah. If the Ramah said that if she dies, he'll get Yerusha, so she can't spend the money on what she wishes. That's crazy. You can tell your father what to do with his money. It's ridiculous. But the answer is no, because here the money shouldn't be going to her at all, because they're still married. He hasn't given a get yet.
Rabbi Yehuda. Right, sure. Where's the cash? Here. That'll work for the Rabbi Yehuda. Want to give a rab, you're out of luck. Do you know what, says the Mishmuel? You're right. Stephen is right. These two are incompatible. You can't accept Rambe, Ramban, Ramah, Ramah, and accept Kiyam Arab to take off. Then you have no countries. Careful. You can't accept this opinion according to Kiyam Arab. But you have no countries.
Copy of mine. Copy of mine.